basketball campaign continues as we return to Frelick Family Floor and the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Crusaders entertain the North High Stars. In game one tonight, Darren Koolstra's ranked Crusaders, fresh off a huge three-point win over a very good East High team on Friday night, will take on Angie Christensen's North Stars, a young team coming off their first win of the year, that being a 60-36 win over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. In game two tonight in the men's final, the Crusaders look to build on a huge 69-65 win over East High last Friday night as they take on a young North High team that stands 1-2 on the season and, again, is kind of in rebuilding mode with a lot of young talent on that team. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary, welcoming all of you who are tuning in for tonight's game. As always, you're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show here on Catholic Radio. KFHC KOIA Radio and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And of course, as always, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmot Dewis Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. The Crusaders started the 2023 campaign with nice wins over Lewis Central and East High School, and tonight, really the goal, I think, for Coach Koolstra and his team is to gain some offensive consistency as they take on a Sioux City North team that has struggled offensively this year prior to their nice win over Thomas Jefferson. Once again, this past weekend, it was freshman Melina Snoozy leading the offensive punch for the Crusaders, while Abby Lee once again flirted with a triple-double against a very good Sioux City East ball team. The Crusaders got some nice production from senior point guard Maddie Demke in that East High win, and also from freshman Addie Glass had her best performance of the year. Tonight, the Crusaders should have the opportunity, Tom, to get their offensive flow going. We're not going to paint a picture that isn't true. This is a North team that's really rebuilding, and it's a Crusader team you feel like ready to bust loose offensively.
Yeah, you know, if you look in the Crusaders' two wins, the one thing that's they've done so many good things, but the thing that just hasn't happened consistently is the ball going in the hole, so to speak. East maybe isn't a great judgment of that because, like we said, those two teams just took so many of each other's shots away. It was hard to get open looks. But I do think that a couple things can happen tonight. Is number one, I think we can find some offensive rhythm. The other thing is we really haven't had that opportunity to kind of get some bench players in there for significant extended minutes, and I think that's certainly maybe a goal of Coach Koolstra's tonight.
Well, you'd like to see kids like Glass and Kleiss. You'd like to see those kids get some more minutes and kind of get them as part of that rotation, because honestly, right now we're living very strongly off three players.
Absolutely.
Four players. Maddie Demke does great Maddie Demke things. She's just out there, doing this wonderful things. But outside of those four, we need to get some consistency. Maddie LaFleur is one of those kids that does all the little things. A great complementary player on the offensive front, but we need a little more scoring punch coming off that bench, as you mentioned. And now, in a game like this tonight, I also want to, kind of reverting back to what we've been talking about. You and I have been talking the last couple games. We're not disappointed with the shot selection for the most part.
No.
They're just not going down.
Right.
And I think they still need to feed Abby Lee a little bit more. They're trying to, they need to get a little better passing angles and stuff to get her involved, because I tell you what, her development over the last 18 months has been sensational.
Well, and I think something you're going to maybe see tonight, too, is you'll see Abby Lee just stopped by practice for a few minutes yesterday. Coach Koolstra working some things to get her maybe some pick and pop or some things out on the perimeter, because she can shoot the basketball. She's not just a low post player, so Abby's been doing so many good things. She's been really missed consistency early in this season. Rebounding the ball, the block shots, and then scoring when she's, when she gets the ball in scoring opportunities.
And it's always interesting, Tom, coming off an emotional game like East High, how the kids respond. Obviously it's nice to be back here and home, but it's kind of a it's kind of one of those trap situations because, you know, you turn around and look down the week at Friday night when they take on a good Lamar's team.
Right.
This is one you want to stay focused. You want to constantly, at this point in the year, make improvement each and every night you come out.
Yeah, and so, like you said, going in tonight, I think we're going to be able to play some players. You want to make sure you're sharp. Games like this, and again, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. We still have to go play the game. But games like this, you want to make sure that if whoever's on the court is playing sharp basketball. And if they're not, you know what? There's other kids. Get them out there. These games can get – it can be sometimes hard to stay focused and stay crisp. So I would imagine we're going to see a lot of girls going in and out tonight.
Yeah, switching gears for Coach Christensen's team. And we've always said, I think Angie does a really nice job with her kids. She's playing about 9 kids real consistently here. I think she's still trying to find that mix that's going to evolve into that starting group for her. The leading scorers for them are a senior, Natalie Rasmussen, a 5'8" senior, as well as Cindy Chamberlain, a 5'10" senior. They're averaging about 7 points apiece. Quite honestly, for them, the big issue has been scoring outside of the win over Constable's Thomas Jefferson last week. Most of their games have been scoring in the low 30s. So obviously, much of the same things we're looking at with Heelan, Angie's looking at with North High.
Yeah, you know, Angie does a great job. She works tremendously with the youth in her Future Stars program. She's building a program, and she's doing it the right way. She's doing it from the ground up, and those things don't just happen overnight. And again, you have to be patient, and hopefully the fans at North High are patient with what she's doing with the program.
And once again, tonight's pregame, as always, is brought to you by Verity Group LLC. Our other corporate sponsors for our pregame include We Must Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear from some of our fine sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. It's a Tuesday night. From the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm Patty Lansing, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Over 600 students are receiving tuition assistance through the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation. These students are not eligible for an ESA this year since they were already enrolled in our Catholic schools. Without your support of MLTF, their parents will face difficult decisions. Learn more about MLTF by contacting your school and making your donation by December 31st. With your help, every child can receive a faith-based education in our diocesan Catholic schools.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Verity Group Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader with Sioux City North. We'll be focusing here on the girls game in game number one tonight. Again, Crusaders coming off that high of a good win over East High last Friday at East High, and trying to get themselves grounded and work on the things they need to work on early in the season. It's been a good start for this team on the defensive end. Now I think what Coach Kuhlstra is looking for is the involvement of more kids into the system and getting that offensive production. And, you know, this is a team that's lived off some pretty high-paced offense over the past few years, and I think we're still looking for that niche to develop with a young group. You had 2 freshmen that are consistently in the rotation. So it's one of those things.
Well, we're going to see more 2-3 zone tonight. Last week against Lewis Central, that did slow us down. It certainly had an effect. And so if you look at going into this game, that's something that really is going to give us an opportunity to work on something that we need to work on. And so that you take those opportunities and to make the most of it. Like I said, our shooting is going to come around when your 2 leading scores or, you know, percentages don't look good, that, the way they're shooting from the arc. But you know that the kind of shooters that Brooklyn and Melina Snoozy are, and they're going to find their rhythm, and hopefully that starts tonight.
When so much comes from making baskets, because when you make baskets, you can set up the full court press, and you can get the steals, and you can get that fast-paced tempo going. So it's got that trickle-down effect, but the point number one is you got to put the ball in the hoop. Probably the focus this week, I would imagine there was a lot of shooting drills going on and moving the ball around and making sure that we get better at that deal. And in games like this where you are a pretty prohibitive favorite, there's always little things you want to pick out and say, okay, tonight we're going to walk out of here getting better at this, and this. And I'm sure Coach Kuhlstra and his staff has all of that in mind. It should be a good one again. We'll be back on the air Friday with a doubleheader from Lamar's, and both Lamar's teams, some big going on in Lamar. For the first time in a long time, we'll see a new guy at the helm with the boys. And
Judd moved from the girls to the boys.
Yeah. And so you see a new someone taking charge with the girls this year. I think Baumgartner, is that Sidney Baumgartner, I think.
You know, we should have Dave Irwin on Friday night. Yeah. You know, Dave's first year in probably 30-some years he hasn't been on the bench. He's a new athletic director up at Lamar's, and I'm sure he's sleeping better at night, too.
I was looking ahead at some of the stats for that girls, though. I mean, they're just names that we've seen. Seems like we've seen for the last six years. Finally, some of these girls are seniors. I would expect that girls' game Friday night is going to be a doozy.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I think you're like me. I always, the last few years, I just always just enjoyed watching the Lamar's Healing girls' games. They're competitive. We enjoy watching those girls from Lamar's. They're a bunch of hardworking kids, and the games are competitive. I'm really looking forward to that game.
So that'll be Friday, but pregame 5:15. Girls tip off at 5:30. You guys at 7:00 again. That's here on Catholic Radio at Lamar's on Friday night. Let's take a short break once again to hear from, again, some of our great sponsors on Wright Heathen Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We'll also hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on KFHC KOI Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and the beautiful Frelick family floor here on the Bishop campus of Bishop Heelan. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary, welcoming all of you to tonight's doubleheader action as the Crusaders entertain the North High Stars. Tonight's pregame, as it always is brought to you by the Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Boy, Tom, it's kind of getting to be the roll now. It's back into the rhythm.
Absolutely.
Again, it's a time of year where, we've been harping on this a little bit in the pregame, that you really look for improvement in different aspects of the game tonight. And I'm anxious to see the maturation of the girls' offense here. It was a good last game to see. One of the girls we didn't mention was Julie Verzal. Jules was able to get in and pop a bucket there for her confidence. That's awesome to see. So it's it's always interesting to see the progression, especially some of those kids coming off the bench as the season moves on.
Well, and let's just, you know, we haven't really talked much about last Friday, but I tell you what, we had a Friday night of some basketball, starting with that East Healing girls game, which was just two powerhouses, just a dogfight the whole night. Everyone taking away the strengths of the other team, and two of the really the state's best programs right there in girls basketball in Easton Healing, and then followed it up with a really, really same thing in the boys game. And so what a night it was.
One of the things that really impressed me in that game was Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn had a really rough night shooting the ball. Her only points came from the charity stripe, but she would have never guessed that with the rest of her game that night. And that's what great senior leaders do, is they don't let bad shooting performances affect the rest of the game.
Right.
And I tell you what, Brooklyn was out there getting rebounds, getting assists, and just doing all the things you'd expect your senior leader to do. So kudos to her, because that's not an easy thing. It's easy to get down the dauber, especially a big game like that where you kind of put a lot of pressure on yourself to be the star out there. So kudos to that. We're going to take it back to studio for one more quick spot. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups in tonight's opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. They're just finishing the starting lineups here right on the floor at the Frelick family floor inside the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Here are your starters for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the North Stars, under Angie Christensen, they'll start tonight. Number 10, Natalie Rasmussen, a 5'8 senior. Number 11, Morgan Beeman, a 5'5 freshman. Number 20, Sydney Chamberlain, a 5'10 senior. Number 22, Aurora Cook, a 5'10 freshman. And number 33, Destiny Niles, a 5'9" senior. So two freshmen in that starting lineup tonight for the North Stars. For your Crusaders, they're going to start the same lineup we've seen all year. Number 1, Maddie Demke, the 5'2 senior. Number 11, Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'8 senior. Number 23, Melina Snoozy, the 5'11 freshman. Number 41, Maddie LaFleur, a 5'9 junior. And number 45, Abby Lee, the 6-foot junior. Again, the Crusaders at 2-0 on the season are coached by Darren Koolstra. And now we're going to take it to the floor for the playing of our national anthem.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders!
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Barclay Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. we supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Tom, ready to roll. Crusaders in their home whites. They're going to be moving right to left on your radio dial. And the North Stars travel over in their blue road uniforms with white and red trim. And it's great to be going with another game, Tom.
Hey, Jeff Verzel leading the cheers tonight already. The game hasn't even tipped off. He must just be excited about the weekend football. Jackrabbits, and who do they play this weekend?
I don't know who the Rabbits play, but North Dakota State travels with USD.
Yes.
And, I talked to Tom Jones.
He's Montana, maybe?
He's got Jones. He said that's going to be his first call on national TV because
yes.
That's going to be, I believe, an ESPN coverage or ABC coverage. As the opening tip is in the air, tonight's corporate sponsor. Wow, nice reverse layup by
Brooklyn Stanley.
Brooklyn Stanley
from here. Elena Snoozy.
Got me before I even had my stats ready. Crusader, right off the tip there.
Crusader starting the 1-3-1, something we haven't seen much this year.
North's doing a nice job moving around. They try and kick it inside. Goes off a North high player and out of bounds. Crusaders with the ball. They lead early here 2-0. Again, our sponsors for quarter number one, our corporate sponsors are Fibercom and Mills, Shea Elmer, Pitts & Associates. So here we go with the Crusaders. They're going to face a 2-3 zone from North High School. Demke kicks it right wing to Stanley. Stanley back up high to LeFleur. LeFleur's going to swing it over. Maddie kicks it corner to Demke. Nice entry pass into Abby. Abby spins, kicks back out. Snoozy left wing three is just off the mark and rebounded by the North Stars. They're going to push it up quickly. It's Cook bringing it up. She stops. She kicks it back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen's three is wild and off the mark. Scramble for the rebound. It looks like it's going to result in a jump ball here, and it's going to belong to the North Stars. With 7:02 to go here, Crusaders 2, North High, nothing very early on. Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and Bargain Center join Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsors. Crusaders are going to stay now into a little zone action. A little 2-3 zone of their own as they try and hit high post. It's stolen by LeFleur. Maddie takes off, kicks it up court. A beautiful pass just off the fingertips of Stanley. Not a bad turnover. That's an aggressive turnover you can live with.
Absolutely. It was close, and let the transition look as Crusaders drop back into that 1-3-1. Stanley picking up a little bit full, and if you're the point guard, you don't like to see that.
Absolutely not. It's going to be Rasmussen bringing it up. Natalie's on the recovery from a serious knee injury, and there's a steal by Snoozy. He's going to go coast-to-coast. Right-handed layup is off the marks. Lee's there to get the rebound and the finish. Abby Lee with two. 4-0 Crusaders. Crusaders are going to back it off a little bit. Here comes Rasmussen bringing it across the timeline. She kicks it left wing. That's Chamberlain with the ball. Chamberlain three-pointers off the back horn and rebounded by Stanley. Stanley's going to push it. And she kicks it up the floor. Nice pass to Snoozy. Snoozy gets a nice finish. Nice catch and finish by the freshman. 6-0 Crusaders. Good assist there by Brooklyn Stanley.
Yeah, Snoozy might have gotten bumped on that one too, but official's going to let him play a little bit tonight.
Nice high post entry and finish by Desiree Niles. So the Stars are on the board here. Quickly, Crusaders push it up. Snoozy trying to hit Stanley inside. Turns it over, but the other side, Maddie Demke gets a turnover. Nice assist to Lee, and Lee's got a quick four, and Angie's got a quick timeout. So we see a quick timeout on the floor from Angie Christensen with 5:47 to go here in your first quarter. The Crusaders to their lead 8-2. We're going to take it back to the studio for a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Beery. It's always a good night when the pep band's in the house, Thomas.
Always a good night with the pep band. And Crusaders drop it into a little trap 2-3 extended zone, and they do. They get the trap out front. Little trip on Snoozy. She picks up the steal, and maybe not the worst foul either, as that was going to be a quick quick transition layup.
That foul is going to be whistled on Natalie Rasmussen. First foul on the 5'8" senior. Natalie leads the team in scoring at just over 7.5 points a game. Here's the Crusaders now bringing up against that 2-3 zone. Demke kicks it right wing. Now back to Demke. Left wing to Snoozy. Down low, there's Snoozy and Lee. Snoozy kicks it back. A little flip back to Stanley. Stanley, nothing but net. Brooklyn Stanley with 5 to get going early. Good to see Brooklyn seeing that ball fall in the hole after a rough shooting night on Friday night. Crusaders up 11-2, 3 minutes into the ballgame. There's a near steal, but North High gets it. Rasmussen drives in, kicks corner. That's Brower with the ball. Goes high post to Niles, and she can axe another one in. Destiny Niles with back-to-back free throw jumpers. She accounts for all 4 of the North Star points at the other end. Crusaders try and kick it into Maddie LeFleur, and there's going to be a jump ball. And on the alternate possession, it's going to remain with the Crusaders. They're trying to get Maddie involved here down low. Checking into the ball game will be number 11. That's Ashlyn Strobing for the North Stars. And going out will be Niles. So all their scoring punch hits to the bench here early. 4:48 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 11-4.
I was going to say
the ball should be in the hands of the Crusaders.
That's happened. Coach, it's happened twice in 2 games where the wrong team has tried to take it out, and the other team's just okay with it.
So here come the Crusaders. Looks like North's going to throw out a little man-to-man here on the inbound set. Stanley's going to take it out of bounds. She's got Lee and Demke on her side. On the weak side is Snoozy and LeFleur. We've yet to see a substitute here for the Crusaders. They kick it into Lee, flips back to Demke. Demke over to Stanley. Stanley back to Demke. Demke turned down the 3, kicks it over to Snoozy up high. Left wing, Stanley into Lee. Lee with a nice move. Got tripped up. No call. Here comes North High with the steal and the ball.
That was an over and back. Is
Lovren with the turnover for the North Stars here.
Yeah, Coach Christensen not happy with those little things. If you're North High, you can't afford the unforced turnovers.
4.5 to go here, quarter number 1. Security National Bank scoreboard has the Crusaders up 11-4. Demke kicks it left wing, Snoozy. Back to Demke between the circles. Right wing now to Stanley. Corner to LeFleur. Back to Snoozy. Snoozy thought about the 3, and she's going to be called for the travel on the pump fake and go. That one didn't look too excessive to me.
No, but it's certainly been a point emphasis. We've seen it quite a bit this early this season.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by corporate sponsors Fibercom and Mills, Shell, Hummer, Pitts & Associates, along with Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. Here's another steal by the Crusaders, and nearly stolen back, but Snoozy picks it up and gets a tough finish. Melina Snoozy with another bucket. She's got 13-4 Crusaders. Little token pressure by Stanley. They're going to bring it across midcourt. It's Chamberlain with the ball. She's going to flip it back as they set in the offense. It's Strobing with the ball. Again, stolen this time by Maddie LeFleur. She kicks it back to Demke. There's Maddie Demke pushing it across the timeline. Kicks it corner to Snoozy. Back to Snoozy. There's a 3, nothing but net. 7 for the freshman early on. 16-4 Crusaders. 3:33 to go here in quarter number 1. Crusaders going to hang in that 1-3-1 defense there's a near steal. It is stolen finally by Demke. LeFleur, Snoozy with the finish. Nice assist there by Lee.
Snoozy with a quick 9 points.
And right now the half-court pressure is really giving North High far more turnovers than they have shot attempts at this point. This time they get it up high. It's Strobing with the ball. She kicks it in to Rasmussen. Back to Strobing. Kicks it right wing now. And it's Brower with the ball. She skins it over to Rasmussen. Back to Brower. And finally it's completed there. 10 seconds on the shot clock. North's trying to find anything open here. Left wing nearly trapped, and now they nearly throw it away. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have to throw up a wild shot, and there's going to be a shot clock violation on the North Star. So here comes a new wave of Crusaders coming in. It's going to be Verzel, Glass, and Kleiss coming into the ball game, and having a seat will be LaFleur, Lee, and Stanley, I believe. So on the floor for the Crusaders, it's Maddie Demke running the point. Julie Verzel's on the floor with her. Addie Glass, Kleiss, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders. North High is going to stay in this 2-3 zone. Kleiss with the ball, flips it back to Glass. She's got right wing extended back up high to Demke. Demke between the circle, and the coach is going to call out a play here. There's Glass, open three, right wing. It's off the front of the horn and missed, but nice struggle there, nice hustle there by Addie Kleiss, but she couldn't quite get it. Here comes North High off the missed Crusader shot. 2:03 to go here in your first quarter. The Crusaders up 14, 18-14. There's a turnover by North High, and just really having a hard time, Tom, just handling the Crusader pressure.
Yeah, and again, Crusaders just really primarily playing half court with some good pressure defense, something they've done all year. Nothing too fancy about it as Crusaders come back and try to attack that 2-3 zone of the North Stars.
Glass with the ball, right wing, kicks it up high. Snoozy takes a couple dribbles, tried to hit Glass, cutting it back, and a little bit impatient there. So one thing young players have to learn is against the zone, you've got to make a few passes sometimes to play it out of position, and got a little aggressive there.
Well, again, Melina Snoozy, she plays a game at another kind of speed than a lot of kids do, especially freshmen.
Here we go. North Stars working against that Crusader man-to-man defense. Crusader's been kind of mixing up the look on the wing. It's Lovren with the ball. She drives by, puts it up, and comes off a little bit short. Glass with the rebound, kicks it out to Demke. Demke pushes it quickly up to Kleiss. Kleiss left-handed layup, and it's up and in.
And one.
Addie Kleiss on the board.
Great finish by Addie. She knows Maddie had a little three-on-two and made the right decision to the left wing. Addie did a great job of playing through the contact.
Really sharing the ball nicely on the fast break there. That foul is going to be whistled on number 22, Aurora Cook. That's her first foul, second team foul, and it's going to put Miss Kleiss to the line to shoot one and try and get the old-fashioned three-point player here with 1:21 to go in your first quarter. Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard up 20-4 as Maddie Demke gets a round of applause as she is going to check out, and checking in is Carly Cobb. So getting to see a lot of fresh bodies here for the Crusaders. Kleiss's free throw is in and out and in. Nice job by Addie to get the finish there. She's got three. Crusaders 21, North High 4. Crusaders staying in that man-to-man. Long three by the North Stars is off the mark. There's going to be a rebound and tie-up on the rebound. It's going to be alternate possession to North High with 1:11 to go. Fibercom, Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates are your first quarter corporate sponsors, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. As the Crusaders steal the inbound pass, they kick it up to Kleiss. Kleiss with a layup in the finish. So just like that, Addie Kleiss with a quick five.
Absolutely a good finish. And one thing Crusaders do is we finish well on the break.
Crusaders up 19 here early in late portions of the first quarter with the ball for the North Stars is Cook. She drives all the way around, puts it up, had a nice look there, just couldn't get it to finish. Rebound by Glass. She kicks it up to Kleiss. Here comes Kleiss on the move again. A little Euro step. Misses the layup, goes after her own rebound, and it's going to be controlled by the North Stars. That's Niles with the rebound. Here comes the North Stars. And they get by with a travel there. Man-to-man pressure, really having trouble getting into anything here. It's Cook kicking it over to number five. That's Wyrod. She kicks it right corner. Nothing going. Finally they get into Destiny Niles. She gets in that high post. Ball gets stripped, but ends up in the hands of Chamberlain. North High now with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Got to try and make something happen here. Nobody's open. They're going to throw up a wild shot, and once again, there's a shot clock violation on the North Stars.
And that'll pretty much end our quarter with 1.1 seconds left.
Big thanks, as always, to our first quarter sponsors and all our great sponsors doing it right. Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. No pressure by North. They're going to let the Crusaders get it to half court. And
good decision by Brooklyn not shooting that
absolutely
basketball.
After one quarter of play, it's all Crusaders. The Crusaders 23, North High 4 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. You're listening to Crusader Basketball on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Along with Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. We're here above the Frelick family floor here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse at Bishop Heelan as the Crusaders have rolled out to a 23-4 lead over the North Stars here after one quarter of play. A nice scoring balance. Kleiss with five, Stanley with five. Melina Snoozy led everybody with 9 points, and Abby Lee chipped in four for the Crusaders. For the North Stars, it's Destiny Niles with 4 points. She accounted for all the North Star points. As we get ready for quarter number two, Crusaders are going to have the ball again, moving right to left on your radio dial. North's going to stay in that 2-3 zone. They're going to run a little back pick for Stanley. Stanley had the open three, then put it back on the floor. Nothing going there. Nice diagonal pass inside to LaFleur. Just got tipped away and stolen by North High. Here comes North trying to get a fast break going, and they're going to turn it over. So really the story of the night is North High's this inability to be able to handle the pressure. The half-court pressure of the Crusaders as they once again turn the ball over. Here comes Demke up the floor. It's going to be Demke, Stanley, LaFleur, Lee, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders to start the second quarter. There's Maddie Demke, three-pointer. It's off the mark. There's a battle for the rebound. It's brought down by the North Stars. Nice job there by Cook, and she's going to be fouled driving into the lane. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. And let's see who they whistle that on. It's going to be the first foul called on the Crusaders.
Maddie LaFleur.
And it's going to be Maddie getting that foul. Again, foul number one, team foul number one. North Stars is going to inbound with 7:21 to go. They trail by 19. They kick it up high to Chamberlain. Chamberlain back to Cook. Cook on the left wing tries to get inside to Niles, but throws it away. There's Stanley with a breakaway, and she's going to be fouled there by Cook, and it's going to get two free throws for Miss Stanley. Nice lead pass once again on the fast break.
Well, you know, all these layups are not helping us work on our perimeter shooting, Coach, but they're sharing the ball. We're defensive pressure. This is kind of how we thought this game would go.
Brooklyn goes to the line to shoot a pair. On the season, she's a 75% free throw shooter. She knocks that first one down. Brooklyn's got six. The Northwest Missouri State recruit is looking to get her seventh point of the night as the Crusaders lead by 20, 24-4 here with just 1 minute into quarter number two. Second free throw by Brooklyn also falls. Here come the North Stars. Bringing it across will be Strobing. Crusaders a little trapping 2-3 zone. It's Rasmussen breaking the pressure, gets it to the corner. It's Beeman inside, but the shot blocked there by Maddie LaFleur and then tipped out of bounds by the Crusaders. Will remain in the hands of the North Stars with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. The Ashland Strobing kicking the ball in. Rasmussen drives past Stanley. Nice little feed there, but nothing going by Chamberlain. Ball ends up in the corner to Rasmussen. Her baseline jumper's off the mark. She didn't draw iron. It's nearly another shot clock violation before it's tipped out of bounds by the North Stars. And it'll be turnover once again for the Stars. Here come Crusaders. It'll be Demke bringing it across the timeline. She's got Stanley on the right wing, Snoozy on the left wing, Lee and LaFleur down deep. Snoozy back to Demke, swings it over to the right side at Stanley. Maddie LaFleur, corner, kicks back, Snoozy. Snoozy pump fakes, drives, left-handed dribble, jump shot, good.
Yep. She's really good dribbling to that left to a pull-up jumper.
She's got 11 to lead all scorers here. Crusaders stretch that lead now to 27-4 here. There's a nice drive by Rasmussen. Her layup is just off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Crusaders Good little drive there by Natalie Rasmussen with the left hand. Just couldn't get it to fall. Crusaders tip it out of bounds. It'll be North High inbounding the ball. Lovren is going to check in for the North Stars. As again, Angie is going to play quite a few players here. Chamberlain triggers it inbounds. It's thrown away. Snoozy with the seal. She's going one-on-two against the North Stars. Kind of tried to press things as the Crusaders turn it over. Here come the North Stars. Rasmussen's going to drive in. A little Euro step. It's off the mark. Lee with the finish. There's Stanley breaking clear, and she's going to get the wide open layup there. Brooklyn Stanley released early and got the feed. 1-0, 29-4 Crusaders here. All Crusaders is Demke nearly got the steal. Rasmussen drives in. We're going to see a foul called on the drive. Nick Nelson with the call here. Foul's going to be whistled on number 45. That's Abby Lee. That's Abby's first team foul, number two here in this second quarter. Brower's going to check into the ball game, and Niles is going to check out for the North Stars. Once again, triggering it inbounds will be Sydney Chamberlain. Sydney kicks it in. Nice look there. Lovren just got her shot blocked, but got it back, put the jumper up. It's a little bit long. Scramble for the rebound. I think they called Demke with a foul there as there was a scramble on the floor. That's what's going to happen.
Good hustle by Hayden Lovren. I mean, missed the shot, kept after it. You know, there's always that fine line, you know, diving on the ball. Some guys I'm on a podcast with, we always debate, is the dive worth it? You know, because sometimes, as our old friend Coach Moody would say, false hustle. But
sometimes it's not false hustle.
No, absolutely.
It's just being aggressive players, and we know Maddie's certainly aggressive. There's a nice jumper from the baseline. That's Lovren with the two.
Well, she deserved that make. You know,
absolutely.
She hustled. She kept the ball alive, got him the possession.
5'7 sophomore with the deuce here, 29-6. Crusaders up 23 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. High post, Abby Lee. Abby with a 15-foot jumper off the mark. Battled for the rebound. Is controlled by the North Stars, Brower. They have done a nice job on the board when the Crusaders have missed shots. Here comes North pushing it. They get to the elbow. Kick it back up high. Nothing going. Left wing. Lovren with the pump fake. Now the jumper. It's just off the back of the rim. Battle for the rebound is won by Abby Lee. She kicks it to Demke. Here comes Demke pushing it as always very quickly. Nice pass. Beautiful, beautiful fast break. Give Demke the assist. Give Stanley the make. Stanley now with 11. And she ties Melina Snoozy with the scoring lead for the Crusaders. And the Crusaders lead by 25, 31-6 as the ball's thrown out of bounds. Yet once again, Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand are your second quarter corporate sponsors. SRAM Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS are your second quarter sponsors. Here's the Crusaders now working against that zone. Glass on the right wing, gets it up to Stanley up high. Now Demke between the circles, over to Glass. Glass turns down the three, kicks it inside to Verzel, back to Glass, over to Verzel, and it's out of bounds. Trying to play a little two-man game over there, and just got lost control of it, and stepped out of bounds.
Again, Addie Glass, another one of those freshmen that really has some game, and there's more on the bench we haven't seen tonight. And she had a nice game out at East High the other night as well.
Halfway through quarter number two, 4:08 to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. The Crusaders up by 25, 31-6 as the North Stars nearly turn it over, but they keep control of it. It's Strobing up high above the circle. Kicks it inside. A little spin move there by Brower. Her shot's off the mark, but a good feed there. Lovren once again with a nice scramble to get that offensive board, and then she's going to turn it over. But good hustle there. Hayden Lovren, the sophomore, really working hard for Angie Christensen's North Stars. Crusaders now on the floor. It's going to be Verzel, Demke, Stanley, Glass, and Snoozy. So going a little smaller lineup here. Working against that 2-3 zone. Snoozy kicks it up high to Verzel. Verzel swings it right to Demke. Demke looking for somebody to open up. Kicks it over to Snoozy. She thought about going inside. Now she goes inside. Nice kick out. Glass, open three off the back of the horn. Nice rebound there by Stanley. We'll get a second shot opportunity here with 3:21 to go. Snoozy left wing drives baseline. Kicks to Verzel. Versal up high to Demke. Give Versal the assist. If Demke makes it, she misses it just off the horn. Good little inside-out look. In the backcourt, it's stolen by Versal. And a nice feed to Glass. Give Julie the assist. Give Glass the basket. And the Crusaders now up 27-33-6. Crusaders fall back into that 1-3-1. Stanley at the point. Glass working the middle. It's got Versal and Snoozy on the wings. Demke on the baseline. Cook with the ball. It's thrown away. There's Stanley again with the breakout. Right-handed layup for Brooklyn in the finish. Points are starting to pile up for Brooklyn now. She's got 13, 2:35 to go here, and the Crusaders up 29-35-6. There's another steal, and again, same old story. Stanley releasing and getting it, and that's Christensen's going to call a timeout. And we're going to take a timeout with you with 2:25 to go here in quarter number two. It's all Crusaders, 37-6. We'll be right back.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virginie. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. It's a great pleasure to have you joining us tonight for Crusader basketball on this lovely Tuesday night here in Sioux City. We are on the Frelick family floor inside the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders 37, North High 6, with 2:25 to go here in quarter number two. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by our premier sponsors, Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Our additional second quarter sponsors include Schramm Electric, Dr. Ryan Misa, CNOS, Barkley Asphalt, Plymouth County Right to Life, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, and Service Master of Siouxland. A big thanks to them and all our great sponsors and Wright Healing Athletics on Catholic Radio.
Hey, I want to take an opportunity to apologize to all the fans that listened last Friday night. Apparently, I got a little too excited and they couldn't understand what I was saying. We were getting some lead, you know, we were playing well, and so I'm going to be really, really monotone from now on.
Yeah, that's going to last. Here we go. North High with the ball working against that Crusader. Looks like we got a new one checked into the ball game, I believe.
Addie Carroll.
Colby Carroll,
I'm sorry.
Another freshman in the floor. Nice drive there by the North Stars. That was Rasmussen missing it. There's Carroll with the ball. She kicks it up to Kleiss. Kleiss with the finish. Addie Kleiss now with seven as she's come off the bench to throw a lot of them in. Nice assist there by Miss Carroll. Welcome to the floor. Says she's going to get a steal here as Colby now. Has it nearly stolen away and finally is stolen away and it's stolen back. That's Cobb with the steal. Nice work, Carly, to get that bucket there.
Absolutely.
Six different Crusaders now in the scoring column as the Crusaders have stretched that lead to 35 at 41-6. North Stars now working the corner. It's Cobb guard and she's going to get whistled on the foul. Nice drive there. And with 13, Morgan Beeman. Beeman took a baseline drive there, and Carly Cope got her with the foul. So that's going to be Carly's first, and it's going to put Miss Beeman at the line to shoot a pair. North Stars yet to score here in this quarter. I guess they did get a bucket there earlier. As Beeman misses the first one, she'll get one more here. All Crusaders here, 41-6. 1:19 left on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Morgan Beeman at the line, and it's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars. That's Riling with the ball. She puts it up and misses it. They get a third opportunity here. Riling with the ball up high. She's guarded by Glass just above the circle as we near the one-minute mark of the second quarter. Riling with a nice step-through move. Couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound scramble is going to be won by the North Stars.
But I think she's out of bounds.
Give the North Stars credit there. They got four different opportunities there, three offensive boards, still working hard even though they trail by 35. Here comes Carroll with the ball. She's going to bring across midcourt. Colby is a freshman. Kicks it over to Carly Cobb on the left wing. Back up high to Carroll. Over to Glass, another freshman on the right wing. There's Cove with the three-pointer. Nothing but net. Carly Cove with the three.
Carly Cove can shoot the basketball, no doubt about it.
44-6 Crusaders here. 36 seconds to go. 30 seconds left on the shot clock. With the ball is Beeman on the right wing. Pressured strongly by Verzel. Now up high. Kleiss has got the guard on Brower. Nearly tipped away and finally stolen by Carroll. Carroll's going to bring it across there. She drives right wing. 12 seconds, 11 seconds. There's a three-pointer off the mark by Glass. North Stars may get the last shot of the quarter here with 5 seconds to go. There's an open three for the North Stars, and it's flash. Nothing but net there for Sydney Chamberlain. That's how your first half is going to end. After one half of play, it's the Crusaders 44, the North Stars 9. Again, your second quarter tonight was brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Other second quarter sponsors were Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Again at half, it's the Crusaders 44, the Stars of North High 9. We'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors. It's Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Bless children and families in need with the most meaningful gifts of the season. God wills for all of us to be whole in every way, but the struggles of life often get in the way. Your Christmas gift to Catholic Charities will mean no one must face mental health challenges alone. Give Christ's gifts of peace, hope, joy, and love at Christmas Eve or Day Masses, or by mail, or at cathchar.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight's halftime is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead North Stars 44-9 at half. Our other sponsors for our halftime tonight, along with Dave Pepin, include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. And we're happy to be joined here at halftime by Dr. John Flannery, the president of Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools, and kind of get a State of the Union address here from you, John, as far as rolling into December and a lot of great things happening in the land of the Crusaders.
Yeah, what a great fall we've had, Bob. You're obviously aware with the football team and a successful volleyball season, great girls cross country this fall, and now that we're heading into winter sports, our wrestlers are off, boys and girls 2-0, looking at 3-0 with the girls tonight, just some exciting things. And then of course on the art side of things, I know there's so much awesome going on. The Madrigal Dinner is coming up December 14, 15, 16 out at Nativity at 6:30 p.m. So we hope everybody gets their tickets to participate in the Madrigal Dinner. You know, obviously our marching band is headed to the Peach Bowl. They're going to get to see the Ole Miss Rebels and, oh, shoot. I'll have to look it up. I can't believe I forgot. Ole Miss is playing in the Peach Bowl, and so the band is going to get to go, and they're going to participate in a marching band competition, a jazz band competition, a concert band competition down there, and they're going to get to march in the pregame for the Peach Bowl. So what a huge – the band is leaving on the 26th of December and coming back on New Year's Eve, busting down. Can you imagine that, Bob, how much fun
wow,
that's going to be?
That's a blast.
And then, of course, you know, I already mentioned the choir with the Madrigal, but the choir is off to Italy next June. What a great opportunity to travel internationally. Our music programs have never gone international here. So what a great opportunity for our athletic kids and our music-inclined kids that we've got. Just an outstanding year scheduled for our students this year, and so much great going on.
Well, John, it really has been exciting fall here with the success. I mean, literally every activity had a great deal of success, from whether it be football, volleyball, cross country. The swimming team had its strongest finish ever. A big part of the Metro swimming team was the young ladies that we had here from Bishop Heelan, and the fall season's off great. And it's often said that as the football team goes, so goes your school year, and certainly a good start there. But a lot of great things academically as well. I think we had the first ever perfect score on the PSAT by one of our students here this fall, which is an incredible academic accomplishment. Lots of really good things going on. So, John, with the Madrigal coming up, those who are interested in going, how's the contact and arranging tickets for that?
Yeah, just contact the main office here at 252-0573, and they'll get you hooked up with tickets for that. And, you know, Bob, you're right. We need to always back up and always talk about the success of our academics, the students' continued work in the classroom day in and day out. You know, and you know this, Bob, having taught here for so many years, the amazing thing walking up and down our hallways here is how quiet the halls are. The amount of education that's going on every day, the work that our teachers are doing every single day, and the faith formation, too. Obviously, we're a Catholic school, and we're proud of that, and we're not going to shy away from our faith formation and the faith that we do. We added a campus minister this fall, so not only do we have Father Crotty as our chaplain here, but we have Lexi Horstman and Selena Thompson as our two campus ministers, so we're continuing to explore ways to meet students and to fulfill their faith lives and to get them to church and to get them to trust in God and to have Jesus as a friend. And it's been really awesome to see the work that the campus ministry department's been able to do this fall too. So.
And I know something near and dear to your heart is the show choir, and we're just right around the corner from that. We've had some choreography work already being done, and when's that season kick in?
So the show choirs will get rolling in late January, early February. I know the Harmonia Mundi has a biblical theme. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I don't know if Gage will allow me to share that, but I'm going to anyway. They have a biblical theme. They're doing Noah's Ark. And so they're starting off with a little 2x2 with the animals going 2x2. And then it's going to be kind of a cool motive around that theme. And so really excited about the work that Gage and Emily Cunningham do with our choirs as well. And it's really outstanding. So we're in a great spot here at Bishop Heelan. We're so thankful for Catholic Radio and all the great listeners out there and the work that they do and the sponsorships and continued support for our school, our students, our faculty, our staff, and everything that goes on here. So thank you to everybody.
Well, John, as always, it's great to have you aboard here and taking time out of your schedule to talk to us a little bit. You do a great job overseeing a big operation here, and we're so appreciative of the efforts that you do and your staff. And happy holidays to you and everybody over in the administrative office.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, we're in a good spot. We're really blessed, as you know. So many people believe in our mission. Just, you know, even looking at these coaches and the coaching staffs that come out here, our coaches really do it the right way. So Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there on Catholic Radio, and we appreciate y'all very much. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, John. That's John Flannery, the president of the Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Always great to have him. on the air at halftime here. It's 44-9 Crusaders. Once again, your halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Paz and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. We're going to take it back to the studio for a couple 30-second spots. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action. Crusaders up big, 44-9 and a half. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Swedine has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everybody. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. It's Crusader basketball here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders up big at half, 44-9, as we get ready to go for quarter number three. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. It's the North Stars with the ball to start the second half. And much like the first half, there's a turnover by the North Stars. It's Stanley with the steal. Here comes Demke, pulls it back between the circles, kicks it right wing to Stanley. Inside to Maddie LaFleur. I'd like to see Maddie get some points here. Maddie, fadeaway jumper's good.
Great job, man. I'm glad that she needed to take that up.
Ask and you shall receive as Maddie LaFleur gets the first bucket of the third quarter. We're in a running clock situation here, so things will scoot by pretty quickly here in the third and fourth quarters. At half, it was Kleiss with 7, Cobe with 5, Stanley with 15, Snoozy with 11, 2 for Glass, and 4 for Abby Lee for the Crusader attack. Here's the North Stars. It's Destiny Niles, kicks it baseline. Rasmussen's going to get fouled by Maddie LaFleur. That's Maddie's second, and team foul number 1 here in the quarter. Falk Brothers Central Bank are your premier sponsors for the third quarter. Joining them are Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As the North Stars inbounds off the foul, it was a non-shooting foul. They go up high. It's Strobeen. She kicks it into Niles. Niles kicks it outside to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives baseline over Abby Lee. A little bit short. Rebound by Abby. Nice defense by the junior as the Crusaders kick it up quickly. Nice cut by Stanley. She missed the reverse layup. A good assist by Snoozy.
That beautiful no-look pass.
Here come the North Stars. One and done for the Crusaders here. We're going to see a lot of different bodies here. This quarter will fly by with the running clock situation. In the corner, it's Strobeen. Far right corner. She takes a couple dribbles, kicks it back up high to Rasmussen. She brings it across the court. She's trying to find Niles inside. Snoozy's got her matched up. Crusaders in a man-to-man defense here. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Strobeen with the pump fake. Kicks it to Niles. Niles dribbles, kicks it back up high. Rasmussen's going to have to throw something up here at the end of the shot clock. Her shot's off the mark. It doesn't draw iron, so it's going to be yet another shot clock violation by the North Stars. Checking in will be Verzel and Glass, as we're probably not going to see a lot of the starters from here on out for the Crusaders, as they lead comfortably 46-9 here, 5:33 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Glass with the ball, right wing. She's going to launch the three. It's just off the mark. The battle for the rebound is going to be won by Kleiss, but she turns it over. Here come the North Stars off the turnover. Bringing it across midcourt is Lovren. She crosses back, gives it over to Strobeen. Strobeen drives to the alley, kicks it back to the right wing. They thought about the three. Closely guarded there. Nice defense by Kleiss. Addie Glass with the steal. Glass is going to go coast to coast. Right-handed layup is good for the freshman. Glass now with 4. That lead has pushed to 39 at 48-9. 4:50 to go here. North Stars operating off that right wing. Try to get into Niles. Ball's going to be stolen by Glass. It's nearly a backcourt foul by Niles, but instead it's the hands of Demke. Demke left wing to Kleiss. Kleiss inside to Verzel. Verzel kicks it back out to Kleiss. Now they're going to spin the ball to the right side. Glass has a look. Nice lob pass inside, and we're going to see a foul whistle there. Yep. Nice entry pass by Glass into LaFleur.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to give a little shout-out to our officials. They're letting little bumps and things like that go just to get some flow to the game, and that helps both teams.
Rasmussen picks up her second foul. Checking into the ball game for the Crusaders is, I believe we're seeing Colby Carroll check in. Colby with the ball, gives it to Glass up high above the circle, kicks it left wing to Cove. Back to Carroll. Carroll with a couple dribbles, kicks right wing corner. Kleiss with a nice drive off the right wing, and they have one.
She's finishing like her old man.
She gets this free throw to fall. It's going to be double figures for Kleiss tonight. She's got nine. Second opportunity to finish the old-fashioned three-point play. 50-9 Crusaders here. Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your third quarter corporate premier sponsors. Free throw is good, so Addie's a perfect 2-for-2 tonight. In fact, the Crusaders are perfect from the charity stripe at 4-for-4 as a team. Here come the North Stars, 51-9. Crusaders. There's a nice drive and blocked out of bounds by Carly Cove there. Nice drive there by Beeman. And they're going to say, did it go off? Nope, they're going to keep it here with the North Stars. Clock's running, 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Again, we are in a running clock situation. It will not stop very often. Ball's kicked into Niles. Niles goes the lane, thought about it, kicks it back up high. Lovren drives in, throws a shot up off the front of the horn, rebounded by Cove. Here come the Crusaders. Colby Carroll pushes it up the right side. Back to Cove, working on the high post. Glass, right wing, turned down the three. They spin the ball left side. Carly takes it inside. Ball's tipped away and stolen by the North Stars. Good patience there by the Crusaders. Just couldn't complete the outside-in finish there. There's the drive. A lot of contact, no foul. Ball comes up in the hands of Verzel. She kicks it up to Carroll. Carroll kicks it up quickly and throws the ball away. Things have gotten a little sloppy here with 2:44 to go in your third quarter. North Stars with the ball. Strobing. Hand back now. It's Reiling with the ball up high. Reiling working against Addie Kleiss. Switches over now. Cobes on her. A little man-to-man switch there by the Crusaders. They kick it over to the left wing to Beeman. She's having trouble there as Addie Kleiss applies a lot of pressure. Beeman drives in, kicks out. Lovren with the three. It's off the mark. That rebound's brought down by Carroll. Here come the Crusaders pushing across midcourt. 2:11 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Kleiss with the three. It's just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars. 2 minutes left here in quarter number three. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join Folk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors. Here's the North Stars trying to run a little weave. Now they get a little slip screen there. Nice play. But
really nice execution by the Stars. And they're doing some nice things. One thing with Angie's teams is sometimes with Helan, they're going to struggle, but they continue to run their stuff and try to, you know, do what they're coached to do.
Carroll with the three, just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars. That's Hayden Lovren getting the rebound there, the sophomore. He's had a really nice game for the North Stars here. She takes the dribble, works against the freshman Glass. Nothing going. Glass cuts her off. Now in the corner. That's Beeman with the drive. She's cut off. Back up high to Strobeen. Strobeen working against Colby Carroll. Carroll with the steal. She's got a step or two on the crowd here as Colby gets it up and in.
And a timeout by Coach Darren Coolstra. A little substitution timeout.
With 59.4 seconds to go, all Crusaders 53-9 as we get just a real quick 30-second timeout here. We're going to keep it right here. Reminder of the guys' game to follow here. As we'll probably tip that off somewhere near the 7 o'clock game, 7 o'clock hour. This one's going to get a little bit over a little bit early, but great to have all of you joining us tonight. And remember that on Friday night we're back in action. Tom's got the call on that first game Friday night.
Yes.
I'll be out of town for that, but back for the boys' game. So
I bet the listeners are jumping out of their seats right now.
They are excited. I've already been getting mail.
How about that Creighton-Nebraska game? I thought it'd be a little closer than that.
Too much Baylor.
Yeah.
Creighton played really well that first half, and just kind of broke the Nebraska spirit there in that first half and took the crowd out. Carly Cove with the steal as the North Stars come out of the timeout. Carly tried to get that ball up, but it's blocked away. Chamberlain, now it's going to be stolen by Kerr. And that's who we got in there now. It's Yoakum with the ball. Kicks it over to Carroll. Carroll with the three off the mark. Battle for the rebound. He's going to be won by the North Stars. That's Brower with the rebound. North Stars going to bring it across. Shot clock is off. 23 seconds left on the third quarter. Going game clock. Crusaders up 53-9, and North Stars are out of bounds here. Crusaders are going to have to hustle if they want to get a shot off here. Big thanks again to our third quarter sponsors and all our great sponsors. We're Wright Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Colby brings it across. Cobe. Corner to Forth. Forth puts it up. What a contact. No call. And that's going to be three quarters in the books. After three quarters, it's the Crusaders 53, the North Stars 9, as the Crusaders throw a shutout here in quarter number three. You're listening to Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio. When we come back, we'll have quarter number four. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio. As the Crusaders with a comfortable lead after three quarters of play, they lead 53-9 over the North Stars. Crusaders outscored the North Stars 9-0 in that third quarter to stretch that 44-9 halftime lead. Again, we are in a running clock situation for the Crusaders to start the half. It'll be Verzel, Carroll, Caitlin Porath, Ashley Yoakum, and Carly Cope on the floor for the Crusaders. So fresh pack of Crusaders out there as they'll attack that North High 2-3 zone as we start quarter number four. There's Carroll with a jumper. 3 points.
Well, a great inside out there and great shot by Carroll.
Colby Carroll gets the first points of quarter number four, and the Crusaders up 56-9. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. And Ashley Yoakum hits the floor to get the steal. Nice job, Ashley. They kick it back to her. She's going to bring it across midcourt. It's Carroll with the ball right corner to Porath. She goes inside to Verzel. Verzel inside out to Cobe. Cobe's going to back it off. Now back into Julie Verzel. Back to Cobe. Inside out once again. Cobe's three-pointers off the mark. It looked good, and the battle for the rebound is going to be off the North Star and in the hands of the Crusaders. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Join St. Augustine's Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. Crusaders now with a fresh 35. They're going to kick the ball inbounds. It's Yoakum, high post, Verzel, back out to Cobe. Cobe's three-pointers, a little bit long. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars. It's Natalie Rasmussen bringing down that rebound. She kicks it up quickly, kicks it right corner. Nice little fast break there, shut off by the Crusaders. Now they spin it back up high. Left wing there is Chamberlain. Chamberlain takes it inside. Really one of the better-looking offensive possessions for the North Stars. Just a three-pointer. It's off the mark. Scramble for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars. It's Wyrod with the rebound, and she's going to dribble it between the circles up high. Kicks it left wing to Chamberlain. Back to Wyrod. She's going to reverse it right side to Rasmussen. They try and kick it inside. There's Brower with the ball. Very patient against this soft Crusader man-to-man defense.
Shot clock's getting there. North High has had some trouble with the shot clock.
And once again, North Stars run out of bounds, trying to get open on that baseline. Turnover, North Stars, as we get another substitute checking into the ball game. Here come the Crusaders, bringing across midcourt, left wing. Cobe inside, lots of contact. I believe this time they're going to have to call the foul there as Carly's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Carly Cobe.
Everybody into the game now, Coach?
I think it looks like it. I don't see any warm-up jerseys on over there. First free throw by Cobb is off the mark. We've got one player here that is not...
not in the book?
We don't have in the book, so...
43 is Schermerhorn.
Okay. Cobb misses both free throws. Here come the North Stars picking it up. It's Rasmussen up high. Now they kick it inside. Niles had nothing there. Niles had the first 4 points for the North Stars. She throws it up off the mark. Rebound by Yoakum. She's going to kick it to Carroll. Here comes Carroll bringing it across midcourt. She's going to set the offense up high now. Colby Carroll, 21 seconds left on the shot clock, 4:48. She goes inside. Nothing going there. Here comes the North Stars off the turnover. Nice drive there by Rasmussen. She gets deep but has the ball stolen away by Carroll. Nice job by Colby there to get the steal. Here comes Colby. Back to Colby Carroll. Left wing, she's going to pull up for the free throw jumper. Rebound there by Niles.
She's got a nice little game.
Yes, she does.
And she, you know, you can tell she's a young freshman, so she's going to really grow in and be a good player for the Crusaders the next few years.
Lovren with the three for the North Stars is off the mark. Carroll with a push. She gets it to Yoakum, and Yoakum gets the bucket there. So welcome to the scoring column, Ashley Yoakum, her first points as a Crusader varsity player. And that lead now is pushed to 58-9. Again, the North Stars have yet to score here in the second half. We're halfway through the second half, or halfway through the fourth quarter, excuse me. 58-9 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as the ball goes inside for the North Stars. And we're going to get a foul called. I believe that foul is going to be whistled on Miss Yoakum. So that's Ashley's first. Along with St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank are Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. They are your fourth quarter sponsors. Here's the North Stars now. Baseline out of bounds. 3:17 to go. We're in a running clock situation here in the fourth quarter. The Crusaders up comfortably 58-9. North Stars working against that soft man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. With the drive is Wyrod. Nothing going there, so they kick it back up high to Rasmussen. She gets the ball stolen away, and here comes Yoakum with the ball. And she's going to bring it across midcourt. Kicks it up. Back inside, and we're going to get another jump ball. This jump ball is going to belong to the North Stars. So a nice opportunity for a lot of young kids to get some playing time here for the Crusaders.
We need the Stars to get a bucket here, Coach.
Absolutely.
You got to get into doubles, double figures.
58-9, 2:35 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders are back in action against a very good Lamar's team on Friday night. That'll tip off at 5:30. Pregame, as always, 15 minutes before 5:15. And there's a little jumper in the basket.
There, a good, nice little post move in there by 21.
They're going to whistle the foul on Caitlin Porath. And with the bucket and the hole and the three-point opportunity is Jaden Brower, a 5'11 sophomore. Jaden goes to the horn and banks it in. Just like that, they've got 12. 58-12, 2:20 to go here in your ball game as the clock's running once again. Carroll kicks it right wing to Yoakum, back inside. Porath with the ball left corner. She's going to drive baseline. She gets cut off, and I think they're going to call it traveling there. As tried to make something happen. Nice drive by Caitlin there. Just took it one step too far. 2 minutes left in your ball game. Crusaders up big.
Hey, real quick, while we have a minute here, the Diocese of Sioux City is just kicking off a car raffle. This is a $100 tickets. You can go to the Diocese website, go to Helan's website. There's all the schools in the Diocese are partaking in this. It's kind of replacing as a fundraiser the former Bishop's Dinner. And so if you need a new car, check out the Diocese of Sioux City, all of our social media pages. There are opportunities to purchase, and you'll be supporting all the Catholic schools in the diocese.
Morgan Beeman with a two there for the North Stars, and North Stars get a steal. So they're on a little personal 5-0 run there. Nice defense by Ashley Yoakum as she comes behind, strips the star performer, or the star ball handler, and Crusaders now with the ball. They move left to right. There's Yoakum, right wing extended. Playing catch up high. It's going off the Porath pick inside. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders here with 55 seconds to go as the North Stars are going to scramble a couple of players into the ball game. We're under 1 minute to go here. It's been all Crusaders really start to finish as they're going to walk away with their third win of the year against no losses as the Crusaders set up their inbounds play. Ball goes up high to Carroll. Carroll skips it over. Shot by the Crusaders is off the mark. Rebounded by the North Stars. 27 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. As bringing it across midcourt is Aurora Cook. Cook pulls up for three. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Caitlin Porath of the Crusaders. They're going to bring it across midcourt. And I would guess they might freeze it here as they kick it inside.
Oh, Shimmerhorn with them using the glass low.
Two. And that is going to be your final bucket and your final for the night. It's the Crusaders moving to 3-0 on the year with a convincing 60-14 win over the North Stars. And again, they'll be back in action on Friday night as the Crusaders travel to Lamar's to take on a very good Lamar's Bulldog team. So once again, your final here in game number one. It's the Crusaders 60 and the North Stars 14. A big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. We'll be right back for our postgame / pregame here. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Sneaksy's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts and Bob Geary, you're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show tonight, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Dangle of Spencer, Peter and Matt Sengens of Danbury, Rob Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux City, and West Point. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and our friends at Chamberlain Tile. Once again, the Crusaders move to 3-0 on the season with a convincing 60-14 win over the North Stars. An outcome that wasn't at all unexpected. Crusaders really from start to finish dominated the game. They jumped out to a 19-point lead after one quarter, 23-4, and just never looked back as they get the 46-point win in tonight's opener. 10 different Crusaders found the scoring column, led by Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn with 15 points all in the first quarter. 11 points for Melina Snoozy. 10 points for Addie Kleiss off the bench. 5 for Carly Cobe. 2 for Ashley Yoakum. 5 for Colby Carroll. 4 for Addie Glass. 2 for Maddie LaFleur. And 4 points for Abby Lee. Shimmerhorn rounded out the scoring with a bucket late in the ball game. That's 60 points for the Crusaders. For the North Stars, Morgan Beeman with 2, Sydney Chamberlain with 3, Jaden Brower with 3 for Hayden, and 4 points for Destiny Niles. So the Crusaders stay perfect on the season with a big win over the North Stars. Hopefully you're hearing a little bit of the pep band in the background here. But Tom, not unexpected, but kind of what you hope to see. You want to see more kids get involved, and kids like Addy Kleiss coming in and getting in double figures. You know, we're looking to extend that bench for the Crusaders, and tonight was a good opportunity for that to happen.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we have kids that can play. When you've got a Melina Snoozy, a Brooklyn Stanley, and an Abby Lee, we've been there before as boys coaches, where we have three really horses like that. It's hard to bring them off the court, and then you throw in Maddie Demke. It's playing time's tough to come by to fill in maybe a spot or two on a consistent basis, and so great opportunity for those kids to show coaches what they can do, with the lights on.
Well, they're going to need it on Friday night. We mentioned in the pregame show, this is, when you look at the Lamar's lineup, it is names we have literally seen in the last 3 to 4 years. These are kids that have been in that lineup. Many of them are seniors this year, and I'm sure nothing would go over bigger than Lamar's than to knock off the Crusaders. The Crusaders will be highly ranked coming into that ball game, and that should be a good one on Friday night. So once again, Crusaders with that big 60-14 win over the North Stars here at the Old Gorman Fieldhouse and Frelick Family Floor. Again, our post-game sponsors are Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Pyle. Switching gears, Tom, now. We got quite a bit of time here. We got about 17 minutes prior to tip-off. Boys game, Crusaders again, similar to the same story we had with the girls, is how well did they come off the high of that East High game on Friday night?
Correct. That game really, really took a lot out of us. It took every bit to go get that win out at East High. We saw a lot of great things, I felt like, except for free throw shooting. But how about the play of Brady Schultz on Friday night? Going into the season, I think we knew what we had with Matt Knoll and Quinn Olson and Sean Schaefer and Bo Chamberlain, but we kind of like, okay, who's gonna be the fifth guy? And Brady Schultz, I'd heard all along how much work he put in the offseason, and it paid off on Friday night because he was almost perfect from the field, perfect from the free throw line, one turnover. Great floor game and hit some really big shots.
Well, early in the season, Tom, it's great to see four different players averaging in double figures. You got Matt Knoll, obviously, at 24 points a game, but you got Quinn at 16 and a half. You got Schaefer at 11. Schultz now at 10 a game, and then Bo Chamberlain at 7. Then you got Charlie Von Dreiger coming off the bench. He's averaging 6.5. So you've got six kids that have the ability to score the basketball, and that's a nice thing to have. And emotional win on the road again with a few free throws to fall. It could have been a bigger spread than it actually was, but a lot of as you mentioned with the girls' game, it was two teams that knew what each other were going to do, and it was a fist fight from the very onset, and Crusaders came away with the win, 69-65.
Going into tonight with the North Stars, they're without their leading scorer from last year, Zach Hesse, and I'm not sure what I know Zach had. He's a senior who's been a four-year starter or a three-year starter coming into this season. I'm not sure if Zach is I know he had some concussion things, so I know he's on the roster, but he's not here tonight, and I don't believe he was at their last game. But they've got some nice players. Conley, a sophomore kid, Noah Conley, really is kind of the guy that's going to make North High go tonight, and quarterback on the Stars football team who's a pretty athletic young man.
Kai Chamberlain, another sophomore, is averaging 14 points a game. These are two kids that both can shoot it from the perimeter very, very well. So, Hesse was a football recruit, isn't he, somewhere?
Yeah.
I think he got banged up in the football season this year.
I think he's battling some concussion things still from football. So
really a nice basketball player.
Now, a little story within the story tonight is, Chamberlain, the two Chamberlains, Bo and Kai, are first cousins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
So we had Demke last Friday, and now we got Chamberlain.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be probably a fight at the tile shop tomorrow.
So once again, we're going to close shop on the girls' game. The Crusaders moved to 3-0 in the year with a 60-14 win. We're going to take it back to studio and let Luis kind of roll out a few of our ads here. We got quite a bit of time here. We want to hear as much as we can from our great sponsors, Underwrite Heathland Athletics. When we come back, we'll have our boys pregame show and our starting lineups. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin.